education in the workplace. And what could be more civilized than Mozart? A dose to be taken once a day at least, and a Pekingese of impeccable breeding, if of uncertain temper. He had been content on this sunny October day. Content was now shattered. Richard Lavender wants to see me? Dick Lavender? His visitor nodded. He was a tall, thin man with a crest of crisp hair just going grey. His eyes were an odd mixture between green and blue. Attractive, Coffin thought. He does. Soon, if you please. Perhaps a first visit this morning? John Albert Bradshaw had come with an introduction from the Home Secretary and had laid his card on the table as soon as he arrived. Dr. J. A. Bradshaw, not a medical doctor, he had said at once, political science, Edinburgh. Coffin had the notion that this information was proffered to establish status. I am an important person in my own right, Dr. Bradshaw was saying. Coffin was interested, intrigued even, at what amounted to a royal command from a great old man, but he played for time. I have a lot on hand at the moment, and I was thinking of going away on holiday. Coffin did not take many holidays. Too few, his wife Stella said, and they were going to have those few days on the Italian lakes. Or were they? Would he get away? You'll get away. He's thoughtful about that sort of thing. He goes away himself sometimes. He has a cottage in Fife. The Thane of Fife had a wife, but where is she now? Recited Coffin to himself. Why did I think of that? And why this sudden quick wince of foreboding? And why do I think of his wife? Damn Macbeth. Shakespeare and Macbeth get everywhere. Aloud, he said, I didn't know he was still alive. That got a reprimand. Indeed you did. Yes, yes, he did, of course. It was his business to know if the distinguished and important inhabitants living in his second city of London were alive or dead. He was responsible for their safety. Part of the job. He had taken on the task of policing the second city of London some years ago now, and had made a success of it. He had melded together the lively and criminous districts of Swinehouse, East Hythe, and Spinnergate, with violent histories that went back before William the Norman, and helped them to live not only with each other, but with the new, up-and-coming areas like Evelyn Fields and Tower Hills. He'd been a success, been acknowledged as a success, had a happy marriage with a well-known actress, and had come through the threat of a serious illness. But nature had nudged him on the shoulder and said, in that sly, familiar way it had, okay, so you survived, but you may not come through next time. It was a rough old world out there, the denizens of which had in their times troubled the Romans, the Normans, and all rulers from the Plantagenets to the House of Hanover. You are quite right, I did know. But I never expected to meet him, and he wants to see me. This was a surprise. He had made some good friends in his years as chief commander and collected a few enemies, which was the old man. They had never met, but Coffin knew you can make enemies without meeting them. Most anxious. He heard himself ask, has he got a wife? Widowed. Married twice, widowed twice. Coffin stood up and went to the window. I did see him once. I was only a kid, and he came through Greenwich. Election night it was. The last big one he fought. Was he PM? I was too young to know. He looked like a film star. His visitor nodded. Remember it myself. So, what is it about? His visitor rose. He will tell you himself. Shall we go? Coffin stood up. His dog stood up too. Can he come? He looked doubtfully at Augustus. He's no trouble. Well behaved. This was not true, but he had agreed with his wife, Stella, to offer this lie. His visitor had a car waiting. He held the door open for Coffin and Augustus